The workshop discussed two issues. One, containment areas for SPLIO Peace Wing and His Excellency Gerald Abandengai, the new first vice president. The second issue was on Juba security. Regarding the former, it was agreed that 5 containment sites would be established for SPLIO Peace Wing, 3 in former Greater Equatoria, 1 in Eastern, Central and Western Equatoria State. 2 are going to be established in Greater Bargezal. The exact locations are going to be decided later on.
Yes, just before we go to when this will be implemented, you said SPLIO Peace Wing. So do we have another war wing?
We have the RIAC group. Those who have decided to follow RIAC, and there are very few in numbers, we are referring to them as RIAC's Mashar group, the warmongers. To differentiate them from the new partners that we have, those who have decided to go on with the implementation of the peace agreement.
So literally, this containment areas is not going, of course, to be for all the SPLIO, as you did mention.
It's going to be for peace lovers, those who have decided to remain on peace wagon.
Let's talk about the implementation of it. Now, in the Equatorial region, have you identified where these containment areas will be, and when will the soldiers begin to go there?
Broadly speaking, we have identified the 3 former states of Greater Equatoria, like the way I've stated earlier on. Regarding the exact locations, we are going to work out the details with the military leadership of SPLAI Peace Wing. As to regard to when, it's a process as well. The meeting ended yesterday. The military leadership of SPLAI Peace Wing is going to get in touch with its rank and file, and they are going to be facilitated. You know, they are all over. They need to be notified. Then they start moving to designated areas.
Yes, you did mention about the second one is about the security of Juba. What was discussed about the security of Juba?
The need to have joint command to be in charge of security of Juba. That was agreed upon before the July 2016 clashes. What we are doing is that we are revisiting the issue. SPLA, the National Army, is going to take the lead. However, because we have a peace partner, the SPLIO Peace Wing, we would like them to join us in the provision of security for Juba. We are giving them time to put their house in order, and as soon as they are ready, they will join SPLA forces in providing security to Juba.
How about the issue of the joint integrated police? How far has that gone? Has it been discussed as well in this workshop?
Well, all the issues that are regarding implementation of transitional security arrangements have been touched in one way or the other.
Yes, and you can go into details of telling us about the joint integrated police, if anything has been said about the formation of this joint police.
Well, I'm not in a position to tell you now. The only thing that I'm in a position to let you know is that the SPLAI Peace Wing has started the implementation process. We are giving them time. You know what they have just emerged from. They have indicated their desire to be fully part and parcel of the implementation process, and that's why we are taking the lead in the meantime.